Don't Be Afraid, written by Hafa Gone and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring Danny Fenton and Jason Todd. Summary. It's time for Jason to see Bruce again, but he's a little nervous. Danny comforts him. Do you think they'll recognize me? Jason asked, quiet as a mouse. His wings twitched under Danny's careful attention, molting feathers gently tugged free before they could trip him up. In a manner of speaking, what was the flying equivalent of a trip, anyhow? I don't see why not, Danny commented. All they have to do is squint past the wings and they'll recognize you the moment they see that button nose. Jason squirmed and giggled as Danny tickled his sides. I'm not a little kid, you know. Jason pouted up at Danny. I'm 16. He twisted around to pout at his current guardian. The man smiled down at him, and where Jason expected to see amusement or exasperation, he only found quiet sadness. It's not so bad to be a kid for a little while longer, Danny murmured back. Jason's wings drooped, head falling forward. Danny leaned over to press a kiss to the crown of his head. Are you ready to see your dad again? Jason bunched the trim of his sweater a little tighter. His wings fluttered with his trepidation. It was one of the few things he hated about his wings. They left him so easy to read, easier than an open book. He didn't want Danny to worry about him. He'd always try to hide it, but his wings would always tell a different story. What if he doesn't want me anymore? Jason whispered. Danny brushed a curly piece of hair out and away from his face. It left him feeling exposed, even with just a crack of skin revealed. You'll still have me and the rest of the frayed, Danny reminded him lightly. I'm sure Jazz would love to keep her study buddy a little while longer, and Sam would never let you out of her sight if she got the chance. Jason snorted. But Tucker doesn't care. Tucker cares too much sometimes, Danny remarked to himself, eyes darting to the side, away from Jason's face. Sometimes it's just easier to pretend you don't care at all. Jason understood that, even if it hurt to admit it. He couldn't count all the times he'd hidden his pain through a veil of impassivity. He'd always thought he didn't share many similarities with Tucker, which left Jason feeling like the odd one out of the frayed at times. But maybe he and Tucker had just been too similar in all the wrong ways. Kinda like him and Bruce. Jason's haphazardly formed core trilled mournfully at the thought of his adoptive father. He pressed the heel of his palm against the dip in his chest, like that could soothe the ache deep in his soul. Danny chided him for applying so much pressure, but Jason didn't pay him any mind. Ancients knew he could use a distraction from the deep-seated longing. He's gonna know when he sees me, Jason said through stuttered breaths. He's gonna know I'm still dead and... Danny shushed him, knuckles brushing his face. His hands always felt like a cool breeze, just there long enough to savor the touch. Never long enough to stop wanting. It's going to be all right, Danny promised, pressing his forehead against Jason's. He clutched their hands together, close to the thrumming of his core. Beside him, Danny's wide, wide wings fluttered and expanded, like they could protect him from the world. Jason knew they never could, but Danny would certainly rather die trying. Jason should be more upset about that, but he liked knowing that someone cared enough to try. Do you trust me? Danny asked, breath fanning his cheek. Jason swallowed. I want to try. Danny smiled, eyes crinkling around the corners. Then believe me when I say if you fall, I'll always catch you. He gently bumped his forehead against Jason's, like a bird bumping beaks. Always. Jason tried not to shake like a flower as he pressed the doorbell to Wayne Manor. He shuffled back into the safety of Danny's wings, more appropriately their shadows. Primary feathers tickled his cheeks. Jason pressed the bony part of his Alula into Danny's ribs. Danny's smile never faltered. Jason wanted to twist around and make a comment of his own, but the door chose to swing open at just that moment, ruining his plans. He jolted when he saw the familiar face staring back at him, looming over the door. Bruce looked wrecked, exhausted in a way Jason had never seen before. The man looked twice as pale as he remembered, too, gone paler when his eyes locked on Jason's face and just knew it was the boy he'd lost. Jason sucked in a dry breath as his gaze trailed over to the thick, leathery wings attached to Bruce's back. A second more, and Jason began to cry. And why wouldn't he? Everyone knew only the dead had wings. The end.